Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Ari Goretzky of ESET. Welcome, Ari.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
So, Ari, today we're going to have part one in a two-part series about staying safe on the go this summer. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of vacations. There's a lot of people on the road. They're on planes, trains, and automobiles. So we're going to dive into some of that. And why don't we just start with some of the basics? What's one of the first fundamental things that people should do?
If you have a computer, you should, before you take it out of your home network, your safe network at home or your office, you should make sure that it is updated with both its operating system, frequently used apps like Adobe and Flash, PDF Viewer, and also make sure your antivirus software is up to date.
And why is that so important to do before you leave home? Couldn't you just do that on the road?
You could possibly do that on the road, but those services may not be accessible from the network that you're on, or that network itself could be compromised, in which case you don't want to be using it at all.
So while we're talking about the concept of networks, I mean, obviously when on the road, you have a lot of Wi-Fi to choose from. People always are connecting to wherever they're at. Any advice on free Wi-Fi? What should people do here? I mean, are these things safe?
Well, they may be safe. They may not be safe. My recommendation is don't browse to anything like a bank or a shop where you have a one-click type purchasing set up. Probably the best thing to do is if you're going to use your device, use a hotspot or tether it to your smartphone so you're using that network connection instead of the free Wi-Fi service.
Even brand name places, I mean, obviously, you know, Starbucks must be safe, no?
In theory, all of those Wi-Fi networks are safe, but in practice, you don't really know what you're connecting to. Someone could have set up their own hotspot and be routing your traffic through it, or that traffic itself may have been compromised.
Obviously, I think it could be a trick where people say, you know, Starbucks 1 or, you know, Pete's Coffee 2, and people could easily accidentally just click on that. That's what we're talking about here.
Absolutely that, or someone could set up the network with the same name and use a stronger Wi-Fi signal or another technique called ARP injection to route that traffic that would otherwise be going to that legitimate network connection through themselves.
So you're at the coffee shop and maybe you are using your Wi-Fi that you've brought with yourselves, your little hotspot. I think we all know that if you drink enough coffee, you're going to step away from wherever you are at some point. And any advice for folks there? I mean, I've seen people pack up all their stuff and take it with them to use the restroom, and I've seen people just leave it there. Any thoughts about that?
I've seen both. I always recommend keeping your valuable computer equipment with you. Remember, it's the data on there that's most valuable, not the equipment. However, if you are going to step away, there are a couple of things you can do. One is you can attach a cable lock to your device and wrap it around a table. The other thing is try to use the buddy system. If there's someone else there who's sitting for a while, ask them to keep an eye on your stuff while you step away.
All right. All right. Thanks for joining us in part one of this series. Next time, we're going to talk about some more of the physical dangers to devices while you're on the road. You've been listening to the Malware Report. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to go to welivesecurity.com, where Ari has a fantastic blog post up on this. And we'll talk to you next week. Take care.